Japan is holding a state funeral for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was assassinated in July. Dignitaries have flown in from around the world to attend the event. It began with the national anthem and a speech from Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who paid tribute to his former mentor.
After the war, you sowed the seeds to bring substantial changes to Japan, to bring out its unique side. You were the one who set out our nation's concept of Indo-Pacific policies, and these are things that we must continue, as you have laid the groundwork for us to continue.
Meanwhile, some people have taken to the streets of Tokyo in protest. They say they're angry over the cost of hosting the event and Abe's controversial legacy. The Japanese government says it's spending nearly $12 million on the venue, security, transportation and accommodation for guests. NASA has crashed one of its spacecraft into an asteroid in outer space on purpose. It was a test to see if humans might be able to stop objects from hitting Earth by slightly changing their trajectory. NASA scientists will now be watching to see if the crash had any impact on the asteroid.
Scientists around the world are ready to study what did we do to Dimorphos? Mm-hmm. But more importantly, what does that mean for potentially applying this in the future? I mean, DART really is just the start. It's just the first planetary defense test mission. It was spectacular and it's accomplished, and we'll figure out how effective it was. That's really what we're going to learn in the next weeks to come. All right, we hit this asteroid. Now, how effective was that at deflecting it, and what would that mean for using it?
Strong winds and heavy rain from Hurricane Ian have arrived in Cuba. Officials have evacuated thousands of people and are working to protect homes. The storm is expected to get stronger as it moves north towards Florida. Tens of thousands of people have rallied in Mexico City to mark the 8th anniversary of the disappearance of 43 students. The group was kidnapped in 2014. Investigators say the students were handed over to a drug cartel by corrupt police after mistaking them for members of a rival gang.